Dr. Mamairo David is a practicing doctor out in Henderson and also teaches at Te Kupinga Hauora Māori at Auckland Uni. She's also a senior Māori advisor at the Immunisation Advisory Centre. We're talking immunisation rates and the like. Nice to catch up with you again, mei tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on the program. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, Māori ora. Measles is the one that many are talking about, and sluggish rates among tangata whenua with the immunisation program. How concerned should we be?
You know, it's tricky. You know, we as immunisation providers, we can see the perfect storm slowly coming into alignment. We've got low rates, and they've been low before COVID and worse during COVID, and even now when we should be in recovery mode from COVID, they still remain low. So 31% of our Māori tamariki are still unvaccinated, and that's a massive amount of tamariki that are not protected. Our health systems are overwhelmed. I don't know if you're still trying to get a appointment with your GP, but it can be as long as 3 weeks waiting to get an appointment with the GP. And imagine if your pepe is sick, how difficult it's going to be to get your baby in to see a doctor to get checked out. And in saying that, you know, a lot of the doctors, including myself, don't really know measles very well, and it looks like any other cough and cold. So that's the other difficulty as well, is if you're rushing those babies through because they've got very, very busy GP clinics, it's very easy to miss the measles, and they finally go home thinking they're reassured it's just an usual cough and cold when it's not. And our whānau are struggling. You know, the price of kai is sky high. Even I'm finding it's a little difficult to try and budget for our kai at home. So there's a lot going on that just means that perfect storm for a major measles outbreak is brewing.
Tēnā koe, I'm pleased that you've pointed to it. I can't recall a time too where it was an average of 3 weeks to wait to see a GP. But that's of real concern. The other point that you make too is the knowledge of measles, because it's very intermittent exposure in NZ to the measles outbreaks. Yeah. Many doctors, as you say, are not as clear as they might be about how to identify it. So we haven't had an outbreak in this country for years. Where's the major threat coming from?
Well, actually, our last outbreak was 2019 in South Auckland, you know, the hub of most of where our most vulnerable whānau live in concentrated areas. And it got the memory of that outbreak got wiped out very quickly because COVID came along soon after. So in 2019, we actually had 2,000 cases, or more than 2,000 cases in South Auckland of measles. And more than 700 of those had to go to hospital. I think Middlemore carried the bulk of that outbreak. So my poor mates at Middlemore, you know, they're exhausted before COVID even began, and then COVID just really hammered through after that. So that's the other thing to add, is that we have a very exhausted health workforce from a very hard last few years. You know, it's interesting to say we haven't had an outbreak for a long time, but we have. And I actually saw a measles baby during that time, who unfortunately her uncle had been diagnosed in his 20s with measles and taken home, but they didn't tell him to isolate away from the pepe, and she actually got measles from her uncle. Thankfully, I think she was only 10 months old, she had some of mum's measles antibodies from pregnancy, and that carried her through. But it was terrifying because initially they might look all right, but as the days go on, you don't know how they're going to be affected by the measles virus, which is a very horrible virus. Notably, that little baby was Samoan, and in December of 2019, I was sitting in my clinic because I have a lot of Samoan patients, and I was terrified about the virus reaching Samoa, and sadly it did. And they lost 83 people. I think 81 of those were children. And sadly, at our November conference for immunisation last year, the Samoan doctors came over to talk about that, and it was heartbreaking listening to it. The whole conference, more than 500 of us, had a big tangi at the end of her talk to think about those poor babies and the experience of those healthcare workers who were powerless to save those babies' lives.
get emotional just thinking about it, hey, at the thought of that. So it is a kaupapa that's very, very much targeting, or sadly, will end up in Māori and Pacifica communities. How much more likely are our people to contract measles than others?
Well, the number one thing that protects against measles is vaccination. And so if we're not vaccinated, our pēpē are vulnerable. So adults can also get measles. Less likely to die from measles. Our babies, especially the infants, are the most vulnerable to measles illness. You know, it overwhelms their system. It causes a meningitis. So we all know meningitis from meningococcal, but measles also causes inflammation of the brain, which is deadly, as well as other problems with the babies. But it just overwhelms their bodies very quickly.
It's our conversation served as a tunnel, or a whittle, or a warning. Mums, dads, aunties, uncles, think about this one. It's just a jab, but we'd soon know about it if the measles came a-calling into communities near you. So let's get on to this one and try and pick up the sluggish responses to the immunisation availability. Joining us. Yeah.
And it's a highly, highly effective vaccination. People are scared because of the it's a myth that it caused autism. That was a problem, you know, in the last 10 years, is that people thought they linked it to autism. It's an absolute lie. There is no link to autism. It is a highly, highly effective vaccine. So it's very protective once our babies have it, but it is not effective if our babies have not been vaccinated.
Mamaero, thanks again for sharing some cordial and giving awhi to our people to get onto this one. Mariela and Ngāmi, have a good day today. Thanks very much.
Yeah, kia ora.
Dr. Mamaero David, Dr. in Henderson, teachers at Te Kupinga Hauora Māori and Senior Māori Advisor at the Immunisation Advisory Centre.